8 seconds to go. Doncic down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Doncic for the win. Oh, yeah! Luka Doncic, the dagger!
It's Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
I miss basketball. I miss the NBA. I miss college.
We kind of have NBA tomorrow night.
Yeah, kind of.
Hopefully bets tomorrow night.
If the NFL draft is a 10, like all around betting and like viewing and like excitement, what would you say the NBA draft is?
Like a 6.
Yeah. I might even go like 4.
Let's see how much information we're able to acquire in the next 24 hours. That'll determine the final number.
It'd be directly correlated to like the amount of information.
Well, just, I'm the type of person where like, if I don't have the information, I'm not going to just go bet everything anyway based on like a mock. Like, I'm not going to be like, well, this guy has him going here, so I guess there's fire in a bet. It's like
given any.
And I don't mean Matt. I mean like the really publicly available ones that are for like, you know, publication consumption. So it's just like, if I don't actually have the info, because how many mocks NFL? I didn't even look at most of them. I can't imagine like
I used
how
to
many
do
mocks
them.
Do you think had it? Yeah. How many mocks do you think? What was something a mock draft would have had for the NFL draft that we would have laughed? I didn't even look. That we would have been like, no.
Like the Jaguars taking, I don't know, like someone ridiculous at number one.
I did a radio interview the day of the, yeah, because I do that Thursdays. I do Portland on Thursdays. And like really fun, actually, radio spot. And they come on, and I don't think they knew that I was going to do as much NFL draft as we were going to end up doing. And I go, you guys talking about the draft at all? And they're like, yeah, we actually did this thing where we had like a reporter that covers every team do a mock where they each picked for their team. And I go, okay, here's what I want to do. I want you to read me pick by pick who they picked, and I'll tell you whether they're right or not. Like, and they did it, and it was like, Trayvon Walker won. And I was like, we're off to a great start. I was like, we're actually off to a great start. And then 2 was literally like Thibodeau.
To the Lions.
And then 3 was like Evan Neal or something. And I was like, okay, we got to stop. Like, we got to stop right here. Like, this is actually ridiculous. Like, Aiden Hutchinson's going to go second a lot of the time. And it was just a very funny exercise. But how many mocks were probably the same way?
Probably a lot. All right. That's a draft conversation. Let's get a little bit into the NBA MVP market for next year. We did NBA champion yesterday. If people missed it, we urge people to check that out, the terrific Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet. So the NBA MVP market right now, Ken, Luka Doncic is your favorite. That makes sense, right? Luka's plus 400. Giannis plus 500. Joel Embiid at 6-1. Jokic at 10-1. Oh, like, I probably can't win the award. Jason Tatum at 10. Ja at 12. Durant at 12. Curry at 14. Booker at 20. Trey at 25. Kawhi at 25. LeBron at 25. Anthony Davis at 50. Towns, Butler, and Zion at 60. Paul George, Donovan Mitchell at 80. And then we get to like the Anthony Edwards, the Melo Ball, like James Harden tier of players. So give us like early, like, your bird's eye view here of NBA MVP. Any like process that you have going into it off of what we did on the show yesterday?
The easiest way, this is a really easy market to handicap to start out with. The easiest way to handicap it, in the last 45 years, every winner of the award with 2 exceptions, so 43 out of 45, something like that, finished in the top 10 the previous year's voting. So like, it just narrows your range of players immediately. It's not that no one else can win, but like, you'd have to have a really good reason to bet on those players. You want to try and name the 2, by the way? I think we've done this on the show a lot.
What's the question again here?
Well, I'll narrow the parameters even, because okay. I'll give you a shorter time horizon.
Okay.
That's a misuse of that word, shorter time frame. Last 30 years.
These are guys that did not finish in the top 10 prior
to
MVP.
They did not finish in the top 10 the previous year, and then they won MVP.
All right, so Derrick Rose has to be 1.
That's right. There's 1 more.
Is it Larry Bird?
No.
In the last...
In his rookie year, he actually has MVP shares. I think we're pretty high.
Rose is definitely 1.
That's definitely true.
Curry.
No, he actually was like 10th, I think, or something.
I don't think I'm going to get this then. I mean,
Curry's a really good guess, because we did him a lot yesterday that he was like off, out of nowhere.
Giannis? Basically.
Nope. Oh no, he was way in discussion like for a couple years before that. Remember, he didn't win MVP. So this is going to be year 10 for him. He won title year 8. So MVP's 6 and 7. So he would have 5 years already in, and 5 was like probably a really good year for him, honestly, before his MVP year.
I will guess Nash or Jokic.
Nash.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about Nelly? What did Nelly Furtado have to say about that?
Well, wait. What song am I going for here? I had one locked and loaded, and I was like, this doesn't make any sense.
My game MVP like Steve Nash.
Oh, yeah.
Promiscuous Girl.
I was in the lyrics for Promiscuous in my head, and I knew I was supposed to do something there. Amazing. What a turn.
And then she goes, Promiscuous Boy, I'm calling your name.
Yep.
That Promiscuous Boy just not have the same ring to it. Right. Timbaland. Yeah. Baby, don't get mad. Don't get mean.
Right. That was the couple years where Timbaland made an appearance on like every pop song, just like saying one lyric in the background, basically.
And some real like stellar lyrics from Timbaland in that song. Yeah. What is it? I could see you. I think it's I could see you with my t-shirt on. Yes. I could see you with nothing on.
Yes. He's probably in the studio like, nailed it. He actually did a
game MVP like Steve Nash. Like
Steve Nash. Oh God. And that was, and Nelly Furtado had done, what was her initial?
I'm Like a Bird. Right?
I'm Like a Bird. Yeah. I was going to say what butterfly, what is that?
By the way, is still like, it's a great song, right?
But she was like wholesome and like from album one to two to make that turn. That's like a really bizarre. You don't see that all the time with stars. Yes. Bizarre is the wrong word. Unexpected.
Yes. And now a song about just having like tons of sex.
Right. Off of I'm Like a Bird. I'm going to fly away. You know, I don't know where I'm going.
Promiscuous Girl. What about a mashup? Promiscuous Bird.
Promiscuous Bird. Ah! I don't know. Anyway, somehow, like 6 minutes ago, we started talking about MVP, and I said it was really easy to handicap to start out with because you just look at the top 10 from the year before. That was how this started. And I'll just read you the top 10 real quick with ties for three people who had 1 point, which I think is 1/5 place vote, I believe. Jokic, win, obviously. So as I'm reading these players, think to yourself, do I want to bet this player to win MVP? Because when I get to the end of the list, there are no more players to bet. Jokic, Embiid, Giannis, Booker, Luka, Tatum, Ja, Curry, Chris Paul, DeRozan, Durant, and LeBron. There was a three-way tie for 10th, if anybody counted 12 names there. I'll do it one more time, just because most people don't have a pen and paper. Jokic, Embiid, Giannis, Booker, Luka, Tatum, Ja, Curry, Chris Paul, DeRozan, Durant, and LeBron. I would immediately start the handicapping of this award by narrowing the range to those 13 players. Or 12 players, I should say. Now, within that 12, I would also probably make a couple other like concessions, basically.
Jokic out.
Actually, the first player I would kick out would be DeRozan. Just because we're doing the 12 players. Yeah. Just don't think the ceiling can ever be there. It's going to be his age 33 season. That was as well as he can possibly play. He finished tied for 10th. He got 1/5 place vote. He's the first guy out. Now, the next guy to kick out is actually kind of interesting. I think I would kick Chris Paul out before Jokic, but it would be close. I'm kicking them both out.
Yeah.
For me. Both out. So, but I think I would kick Chris Paul out first just because, like, age 37, like, what is the statistical ceiling on his season?
This could and be Booker's a good on the reality same team. Show. MVP Island. And we, like, vote people off at the end of the show every week.
Like, Durant, like, holding up the piece of paper that says, like, Nikola Jokic on it. Or no, that says, like, white boy on it or something. And then just
see you later, Serbia.
Right? Tribe has spoken, Nikola. Sorry, buddy.
You're out of here.
I would kick out DeRozan. I would kick out Chris Paul because of like ceiling, and Booker's on the same team and is now a better MVP candidate. I would kick out Jokic trying to win three in a row and be him is just so unlikely. And I'm the guy who's like really didn't like him last year a lot. I had him and Embiid, but I liked Embiid more. It'll take a lot for me to have any position on him, even if he starts great this year, just winning three in a row. There's so much voter fatigue with this award specifically. So I think he gets kicked out. Okay. So what, right away, what pool does that leave us? Embiid, Giannis, Booker, Luka, Tatum, Ja, Curry, Durant, LeBron. Again, like pretty good set of players to start with. Is there anybody you would kick out immediately off that list? We'll start with that.
Giannis out.
I think I would too. Would he be the first person you'd kick out?
I think the first person I'd kick out would be Curry.
I think the first person I'd kick out would be Tatum.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I agree with that.
Which is
yes.
dangerous. By the way, we're no longer in the zone of like obvious kickouts. It's like who we would kick out.
Correct. This is subjective now.
Just based on the year that he had this year, which was a first team all NBA year, to be fair, and he finished sixth. It's another big, big, big leap that I just don't see to get to where he needs to be to win. I think he can improve his finish. Also, I don't know if the Celtics are going to have the kind of regular, like that was such a special regular season that they just had for him to be in
28-1 Atlantic Division shout out.
I mean, yeah, just very unlikely. So, all right. So I want to kick him out. You want to kick Curry out, which I also agree with. He would not have been next for me, but he's getting kicked out. I wonder how many games he plays next year too. If they really spend all the money and bring everybody back and play Wiseman.
64.5 over under.
Next year, regular season, that's actually a really good number. I'll say under, but it'll be pretty close to that probably.
Okay.
If he plays 65, he could actually win, but.
If he plays 65.
Well, and to be fair, like.
He got his finals MVP also.
I mean, this was the crux of the argument for our bets last year that did awesome, betting Jokic and Embiid, was that Curry got off to that great start. I don't know if he can have a year better than what he had last regular season. And last regular season, I know he got hurt, and that was part of it too, but he was not going to win way before he got hurt. That was, like, he was out. I think that's what he is now, regular season-wise, and then you can still bet on the Warriors in the postseason, obviously. It's different. So, Curry out. There are two more that I would really strongly consider kicking out. Giannis is definitely one. Is the voter fatigue argument still valid? Most of the time, and by that I mean almost every time, when the window closes to win MVP, it never reopens.
The problem is, like, what's he going to do that's like so much better than what he already does?
I think he could just finish like second or third again. I think that's like a ceiling.
In my opinion, he's the best player in the league. He was last year and he didn't win. And he could be the best player in the league again this year and he's not going to win.
Is the team going to have a crazy regular season when Middleton, Lopez, and Jrue Holiday are all over 30 now? Like, they probably don't win as much in the regular season, but, like, they absolutely can win the title next year. I might even bet on them just to see how the roster shakes out.
I think I want to cross Devin Booker out, too.
He would be the next guy that I would kick. He would be the second guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he can go.
And I don't know if I for sure want to do that. If they lose Ayton, that probably hurts regular season performance. Remember, this is a team that, like, the reason Booker finished fourth is because the team won so many games. Like, that's why
that
happened.
Who did we have on, Bill? Who did we have on one of the shows when you were out? We had someone on, Ken. Who was? Might have been McDonough last week while you were out on one of the shows. It wasn't McDonough, but someone was basically like, the point was that DeAndre Ayton is not going to be back in Phoenix. Like, it's over.
I thought that originally, and now I'm like, everything I hear is a little more mixed. That's the right way I'll put it. So he could be right, and he would know more than I would. But I would like to kick out Booker because I'm not going to bet him, at least before the season starts, to win ever. I'm willing to be proven wrong on that. So that leaves us with a pool of players to pick from of Embiid, Luka, Ja, Durant, LeBron.
I love it.
I think we have narrowed in on the five bets that I would consider to start the NBA season. Not make all five.
And there's two. Well, I guess there's, look, like Embiid, Ja, Luka, LeBron and KD have kind of like been there, done that already. It was Anthony Amico. Anyway, doesn't matter. Who out of these five, like, who do you think you roll with?
Embiid would be number one for sure. There's
and
a lot
Ja
of rumors
would be
that
number two, right?
Yeah. What are the prices? Ja's 12.
And Embiid's
six.
If
he was better, he might be first. Like, would I bet? I'll be honest. I like the Lakers. There's a chance I bet LeBron 25. He almost was the leading scorer in the league last year.
Would you ever bet AD at 50?
No.
Yeah.
Never. Actually, never. Not before the season. In season, I'd bet anybody. Depends on how good of a year you're having.
The Lakers have like a top two seed in the Western Conference and LeBron scores 30 points per game, like, he's winning MVP. Hashtag
he's just
Washington.
He's in a different stratosphere than all of these other stars in that his window is open all the time. Like, it doesn't close like with the other star players. Durant is an interesting one because he could make that same argument
him.
For him.
I kind of want to eliminate Durant.
I want to see, can I see what the team looks like first?
and like Patty Mills and Bruce Brown.
I mean, he's awesome. Wouldn't surprise me. And he would play at an MVP level when he played last year. This will be his age 34 season. Where does time go? Ja's really interesting because he finished seventh. it's an easy, like, additional, there's going to be a couple more leaps, I think, for him. I think that's pretty easy to see coming. They're going to win a ton of regular season games next year. I don't know what kind of postseason success they're going to have, but they're going to win a lot of regular season games again. And so he makes a ton of sense. But yeah, Embiid, for me, that would be like pick, I mean, finish second. There's a lot of rumors they might add PJ Tucker, by the way, which I think would be awesome for them.
I agree.
Now, I don't know, regular season, if you're going to see that impact, or for this market. Like, it's one less guy who shoots, so maybe Embiid.
And also, like, is Luka going to show up, like, to training camp in, like, the first couple weeks of the season looking like sure. me my senior year of college when I ate a Kennedy fried chicken every night?
Probably lost the award maybe on that first month, actually, to be honest.
Pretty good stuff. More on this. This is good. It's good. NBA okay. MVP. Sam Panayotovic coming up next, talking NBA draft and more with Nick and Ken.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.